Hello there. Thank you for listening to Seek the Truth. We really do appreciate it. I've been reading recently, just in the business section of the Daily Telegraph, the comments of the Royal Bank of Scotland boss, John Hourican, who has left his job. He was the investment banking boss. And as he left his job, he made this statement: "Don't waste my death," as he ordered them to recognise public anger over the LIBOR scandal that led to his resignation. Don't waste my death. It made me think really about the fact that there are people in this world's history and their death has been for a purpose. Most of us don't actually realise it, but our own death will have a purpose. For the Bible teaches that the wages of sin is death. The reason behind any individual's death is the principle of sin and wrongdoing. We don't intentionally enter into it, but as a result of one man's sin that condemned a race, every one of us practice sin, and that corroborates and confirms the fact we were born as sinners, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And our death is a direct result. There is a correlation between our behaviour and between our moral standing before God and our sin, which ends in death. But my message really isn't to point out to you that your death is significant. Though it's not the end, I must say, it's the death of your body. It's a moral death that is with you in life, dead in sin. And there's a death that is separating you eternally from the presence of God, who is life and light and liberty and joy and peace. And that's something you don't want. But I would like to take these words up just for a second or two, because I could imagine my Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, saying, "Don't waste my death." The Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven to earth. He came and lived a very humble and ordinary life upon this earth. He lived his days upon the earth, showing to men the love and kindness of God. And he died upon a cross and took the judgment, the legal consequences of sin, on our behalf so that we might be forgiven. But if we refuse to believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God, if we refuse to accept his forgiveness, if we refuse to accept the eternal life that he offers, we waste his death. Can I say to you today, don't waste the death of Jesus. Trust him. Confess your sin to him. Accept the eternal life he offers to you. Thanks for listening. If you're interested in more of these messages, go back on the site seekthetruth.org.uk and listen in more detail, or put in Stephen Baker into YouTube and watch some of the videos. But most of all, consider the truth of the Bible. We trust God would richly bless you.